on the brill.
Good morning. Today's topic is called Our Life Mission. What's it all about? Once upon a time, a person would go to a prophet. And when he'd go to the prophet, he would say, "What am I here for? What is my life mission?" The prophet would go ahead and look into the person's soul and say, "You, Plony, you've got a problem with anger. You have to rectify it." Today, unfortunately, we don't have prophets. So the big question is, basically, there's three questions which I'd like to address today. Number one, do we have a life mission today that we could find out? Is it possible? Question number two is, if I do have a life mission, something which I have to go ahead and rectify, how could I possibly know what it's about? We don't have prophets anymore. Question number three is, once I know what this life mission is all about, how do I actually go ahead and rectify it? How do I go ahead and fulfill my life mission? When we talk about life mission, we're going to basically talk about two life missions. One is called the Surmei Ra. We have an outstanding character trait, which the neshama comes up from above, Hashem puts it into a body, and we have to go ahead and uncover this negative character trait and rectify it. Secondly, we have what's called the Asei Tov. The Asei Tov is, Hashem gave us this Helig and Neshama, and we have something constructive to go ahead and benefit this world. That's what we're here for. So about 8.5 years ago, I came across something which had a tremendous, profound impact on my life, and it changed my Avodas Hashem completely. And hopefully, Bezras Hashem, I hope that people will also come away inspired and go ahead and have more of a concrete example of a direction, a kiven in their own personal Avodas Hashem. The Nesiva Shalom in Parshas Lech Lecha says the following. He brings down a medrash. It's the first mimer in Parshas Lech Lecha. Rabbi Levi in the Medrash says the following. There's two times when a Kaddish Baruch Hu goes ahead and commands Avraham Avinu, gives him two challenges. The Lech Lecha Miyartzecha, going to the language I'm going to show you. And the second one was also a Lashon of Lech Lecha. Most people are less familiar with this one. The Akedas Yitzchak. It says, Lech Lecha al Eretz Hamariah. Says Rabbi Levi in the Medrash, he doesn't know which Nisoyim, which challenge is greater. Which one is more of a Chaviv, as his Lashon, challenge to Avraham Avinu. He concludes that the Akedas Yitzchak was actually a greater Nisoyim, because it says, El Eretz Hamoria. It actually explains, the Tepasik tells us the exact place. I'm not going to get into why that makes it a greater challenge, but that's what he says. The Nesiva Shalom asks the obvious question. How in the world could we... What was Rabbi Levi's Havamina to go ahead and compare these two challenges, Lech Lecha Mi'artzecha, to go to the language I'm going to show you, or to go ahead and take a knife and slit your son's throat? That challenge, apparently, is mind-boggling. How can anybody compare the Lech Lecha Mi'artzecha to go ahead and taking a knife and taking your son's life? He asks an astonishing question, and he adds on to the question. He says, the Lech Lecha Mi'artzecha, as Rashi brings down in the Chumash, L'hanasecha, L'tavasecha. that the test of Lech Lecha was actually going to be for Avram Avinu's benefit. And he also strengthens the question as well, is that at the time when Avram Avinu had the challenge, the test of going ahead and taking the knife and offering his son as an offering, the Mephoshim explained all the love in the world was bound up how Avram Avinu was feeling towards Yitzchak. So the Nesiv HaShalom goes ahead and answers the question, how we compare these two tests. Apparently, I think that the point that Rabbi Levi was comparing him in his Havamina is something similar to like a Gezeirah Shava. It says, Lech Lecha here, Lech Lecha here. On some level, they are similar. So the Nesiv HaShalom answers the question. He says, the Lech Lecha Me'artzecha was not just a physical exile in going into the land, which I'm going to show you. It was actually a spiritual journey into finding out what you are here for. Lech Lecha. Go inside yourself and find your life mission. He brings on the Arizal and says, just like at the beginning of creation until the end of times, no two human beings are the same. So no two beings have the similar mission, life mission. You've got your life mission. I've got my life mission. You've got your conditions, your physical, your spiritual compositions. To go ahead and do everything you can to go ahead and fulfill what your life mission is all about. And I've got mine as well. But I cannot go ahead and do what you're here for. And you cannot do what I'm here for. The Nesiv HaShalom says an astonishing thing which really, really shook me up. He says the following. He says, when we get up to the next world, even if a person has Torah, he's got tefillah, he's got ma'asim tovim, when we get to the next world, they're going to say, ma pa'alta. What did you do in your life? Person's going to say, what do you mean? What did I do? I got my tzitzits on. Put on tefillin every day. I eat kosher, keep Shabbos, daven, learn Torah. Klomar, did you metaken the yikar? Did you go ahead and do what you were here for? Now these words shook me up. Why did it shake me up? Because he said, even if we have Torah, remember, what you're taught in the yeshiva is Talmud Torah Kenegi Kulam. That seems to be my yikar tafkid. You have to feel it. You're davening three times a day. You're doing ma'asim tovim. What do you want from me? That is my ikar. Comes along the Nesiv HaShalom and says, no. Even if we have Torah, and we have tefillah, and we have ma'asim tovim, when we get to the next world, they're going to ask you, what did you do, Klomar? Did you metaken your ikar? Did you go ahead and do what you were here for? The word shook me up so much that I went to Rav Yitzhak Zilberstein Shlita, and I said, I don't get it. We're taught in the yeshivas. Talmud Torah Kenegi Kulam. That seems to be my yikar tafkid. That's what I'm here for. I have to go ahead and learn Torah, and that's going to bring me to my shlemus. Comes along the Nesiv HaShalom and says, no, I've got my life mission to go ahead and fulfill. I've got to go ahead and rectify something. I'm brought down to this world for a particular purpose, specifically for me, tailor-made for me. So which one is it? Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam? Or is it my Iker Tafkid, what I'm here for, my life mission? Rabbi Yitzhak Zilberstein answered me in about a half of a second and said, there's no contradiction. The Vadai we have to metaken our Iker. Of course, we have to go ahead and rectify whatever we're here for. Elamai, so how is Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam? What does that mean? Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam means that when I go ahead and learn Torah, the greatest hashpa out of any other mitzvah is Limud Torah. It's metakin, the elyonim as he put it. It has a tremendous, tremendous influence over the world. And that's why it's so powerful. But not to go ahead and say that is my Iker Tafkid. Sounds to me like that Nesiv HaShalom is saying, yes, I've got a responsibility to know what my Iker Tafkid is and to fulfill it.
What is the source of the Netivot Shalom?
He brings it from Parshas Rabbi Levi. He asked a question on Rebbe Levi from the Medrash. He has other sources as well. Well, maybe we'll talk about it later. So that is one source that from the Nesiva Shalom says we have this Tafkid. The Gron Mishle, Dalid, Perak Dalid, Yud Gimel, he says, Masha Adam Chaihu, Kidei Lishbor Amida Rasha Lo Shavar Adhenu, Lakak Tzrik Tamid Lihit Chazek, Im Hu Lo Yit Chazek, Lama Lo Chaim. Says the Gra in Mishle, Masha Adam Chai, the purpose of a man's existence, Kidei Lishbor Amida, Shalosh Avarat Hena, to break his bad character trait which he hasn't broken up until now. The Kak Srik Tamid Lehit Chazek. Therefore, a person has to constantly strengthen himself. Im Hu Lo Yit Chazek Lama Lo Chaim. If he doesn't go ahead and strengthen himself, what's the purpose for his existence? The Grod, probably the greatest Masmid in the last couple hundred years, comes along and says in Mishle, my purpose in life is to go ahead and break my bad character trait, which I haven't broken up until now. Therefore, I have to constantly strengthen myself. If I don't strengthen myself, what's the point of my existence? That's source number two. Source number three is Noam Elimelech. He says very similar to the Gra, but I'll just read it inside. Ha'adam lo nivra ela l'shabiras ha'teva. Ha'inu shezet tachlis ha'adam. Person has to break his nature. L'takein midasav, to go ahead and rectify his midas. U'mavora o ki misha nolad b'teva shel akshanut, yishabir tivo mem yom rutzufim lasos davka ha'hefik mimash yaleb b'makshavto. Person who was born with the nature of being stubborn, he has to go 40 days consistently, go to the other end. So similar, a person who's born with the nature of being lazy, he has to go to the other extreme and go ahead and be diligent and zealous to go ahead and break his bad character trait. Says the Noam Elimelech, Lo Rak Beminos Asuros, not only the character traits which are prohibited, like Gaiva, Kina, Vikas, Elafila Tukunos Ba'olmam, even just in general characteristics, character traits, Kamo Akshanut, Atzlanut, like he said, Kamal Zene Marsha Adam Lo Nivra, El Elishabar Ativo, He called it Tachunas Haraol Shabbatim Shorshim Mitzad Sitra Achra. All the bad character traits are from the other side. V'heim b'kal Shilton Harah Shabo. The Yudo, the Tafkido Shel Adam, and the man's purpose is Lishbor Estivo Harah, to break his bad nature. That's what the Noam Elimelech says. The last source. I'm going to just quote, is from the Mishnah Berurah. Hilchos Yom Kippurim Tav Resh Chaf Beis Sif Beis. Hilchos Yom Kippurim. We take out Maftar during Mincha time. The Mishnah Berurah explains there two reasons why we go ahead and read Maftar. Why do we read Yonah and Maftar during Mincha? First reason, he says, is basically to arouse us to do tshuva. The second reason, he says, because we can't escape from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. We're not able to go ahead and flee from Hashem. So the Shaar Tzion explains the Mishnah Berurah in Os Vav. And he says the following. He says, what does it mean that we can't escape from Hashem? He said, well, there are certain times where a person feels like giving up. He's got despair. He knows he should be doing something. And he goes in the direction where he wants to go. The Shaar Tzion explains that it's going to be not the right decision. He says, why should a person not take the bull by the horns and go ahead and live up to what he's supposed to be doing? He says that the nefesh comes down for a tikkun, is his lashon. Nefesh comes down for a tikkun, and we have to do is we have to rectify it. And it's a chaval that a person doesn't go ahead and look into himself and do it. And in the end, he suffers from it. He gets punished from it. But not only that, but he's going to go ahead and come back another time. If he doesn't mitaken what he was supposed to do in this world, in this life, he'll come back another time and another again. And against his will, says the Shaar Tzion, he will ultimately rectify what he's here for. Where do we learn it from? We learn it from Yonah. Most of us are familiar with this Torah, this story. Yonah was a Navi. He had the prophet to go ahead and rebuke the people of Nineveh. He was not interested. The Mefarshim explained he didn't want to do it l'shem shemayim, because if the people of Nineveh do tshuva, and then he would go ahead and rebuke the Jews, and they didn't do it, it would look negatively on the Jewish people. So what did he do? He fled from Eretz Israel. Why did he flee from Eretz Israel? Because there was only prophecy in Eretz Israel. So he went to the Am to get. He fled from Hashem. Fled from Hashem. He had a life. His tafkid was to go ahead and rebuke the people of Nineveh. Went to the Am. Well, we know the story. It starts raining storms. They cast lot. Who's guilty? Yonah. Yonah goes ahead and says, "Take my life. Take my life. It's me. I'm guilty." What happens? Miraculously, big fish swallows him up. He lives. At this point, there's no way that people would ever think that Yonah would go ahead and fulfill his tafkid of rebuking the people in Nineveh. In the end, the big fish spits him out into the dry land. And what happens? He goes to Nineveh and goes ahead and rebukes the people of Nineveh. Fulfills his life mission. We see from the Mishnah Brewer, the Chafetz Chaim says, yes, we also have a tikkun. The nefesh comes down for a tikkun, and we have to go ahead and fulfill our life mission. Halavai, we should do it in this life, and not have to come back. So that's the first question. Do we have a chiyuv? It seems very clear from the sources which I brought, we do have an obligation, despite the fact that we do not have prophecy today. The question is, how do we actually do it? How can we actually know what our life mission is? We don't have prophecy anymore. So, the Nesiv HaShalom says in Ki Tetzei LeMilchama, and I've seen other, I think the Arizal also says the same, if I'm not mistaken. He says that Hashem gives us an os. He gives us a sign of what we know it is what we're here for. Now again, when I talk about there's two life missions. There's the Sur Meirah and the Aseh Tov. The Sur Meirah is the outstanding negative character trait that we have to correct. And the Aseh Tov, as we said, we'll talk about it. It's the Helak and Neshama. We have a positive thing which we have to go ahead and contribute to the world. So the Nesiv HaShalom says an os, a sign of knowing what I'm here for, is the thing which is most difficult for me to go ahead and do. Where the Yetzer Hara goes ahead and bullies us, comes back over and over again, the thing which is most hardest, the most difficult for us to go ahead and accomplish, that's what I'm here for. That's according to Nesiv HaShalom. Now, sounds easy, right? Not so easy. Why is it not so easy? Because if we had to go to a prophet to go ahead and find our life mission, doesn't sound like it's just so easy to find out what the most difficult thing is. I'll give, for example, let's say a person realizes that he has a problem with his overeating. He eats too much. So he says, oh, I got to fix myself. I can't go ahead and indulge anymore. I can't indulge. That is what I'm here for. I see that I can't control my eating. Lo and behold, he discovers the rationale is why he's eating. And he goes ahead and sees within himself that the reason why he's overeating is because he's got a lot of anxiety. He's not happy with his life circumstances. He's not happy. So instead of going ahead and getting to the root of what he's here for, he's camouflaging what is really what he has to work on. So I'm just saying, I could give you a couple on somebody who's depressed, or whatever, somebody who's lazy, let's say. He can't get out of bed in the morning. Atzlus. He's lazy, so he decides to work on his rizus. He wants to go ahead and make a cheshbon. But really, maybe the whole reason why he's lazy is atzfus, not because of atzlus. Because he's really depressed. And if he works on also with his simcha, then maybe he won't be so lazy. So I'm just saying, it is an os, but it needs tzorichiyun. It's not so simple. Rav Wolbe, on his commentary on the Gra, says that another way we could discover what we're here for, how we go ahead and find out how we go ahead and figure out our life mission, is to actually make in general a cheshbon nefesh using the platform of the Taryag mitzvahs and looking at our midos. In other words, we'll see where our strengths lies, which mitzvahs come easy to us, which mitzvahs are difficult for us, which midos are we have to metaken, which is easier, we have to go ahead and uproot. So it's a basic general overall cheshbon nefesh. I could tell you what I did, which I had success with. And again, when we talk about finding our life mission, I don't think there's any cloud. There's one way. Because why? Same reason why, just like I quoted before, everyone's got their own life mission. It could be that a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to go on our own spiritual journey to find it out. There's not any general one way of finding out what I'm here for. But anyway, I'll tell you what I did. What I did is I also made a cheshbon nefesh. But what I did was I tried to remember the significant things which happened to me from the beginning of how far I could remember in my life, things which I've done, and things which were done to me. Not every, you can't write down everything, but as far as I could remember, again, things which I remember, which I've done, significant actions which I've done, both positive and negative, and things which have happened to me, both positive and negative. After I concluded with this, I recognized patterns going on in my life. I discovered certain things where I wasn't sure, but after a while, with much investigation, I said, this is what I have to correct. I had tears running down my cheek, and I said, yes, this is it. This is it. Okay, so that is another methodology of how a person go ahead and find out what he's here for. There's another one which I wouldn't recommend because I don't know if most of us are on such a level, but it's based on basically the Perkei Avos and the sixth parak, the first Mishnah. Kol ha'osek Torah lishmo zocheh ledevarim harbe. If you look at the list there, anybody who learns Torah lishma is zocheh to many things. A lot of them are tikkun amidas. A lot of them are midas. Learning lishma also needs an explanation how we define it. I'm not going to get into this right now. But a lot of the mefarshim which I've mentioned, like the Gra, Chafetz Chaim, it seems to be that a lot of us have to go ahead and work physically at rectifying a character trait and not just relying on the Torah to go ahead and correct our character traits. Those were the lotas. Let's say basically that's a way of finding out our life mission with the lotas, with the sur meirah. What about the aseh tov? What am I here for on the positive side? So there's a famous Maharal that says that the shame of a person is his mahus. The name of a person is his essence. Well, so what? What does that do? Well, it says a lot. If we know what our name is, then I could understand the shorish and the shamashili. And therefore, I could go ahead and find out what I'm really here for. But a person has to go ahead and understand what his name's all about. There's others who want to say, that the circumstances and conditions that we're put in is also an indication of where Hashem wants us to go. Our physical. For example, a person who's, let's say, blessed with a lot of wealth and fortune. So his maybe ase tov would be to go ahead and be a generous donor. Ayin yafeh, to go ahead and perfect it to the extent that he can. Where a person's netiyah lies, where he has an inclination, want to go ahead and do something constructive, that's a sign as well that that's what he's here for. Okay. The last question that we're going to go ahead and conclude with is, well, how do we fulfill our life mission? We realize we have an obligation to go ahead and know our life mission. We could find out what it is. But actually, how do I go ahead and fulfill it? And by the way, there's several prerequisites before we start talking about it. And these prerequisites actually apply as well to the previous point, which how I could know my life mission. The two, first one is ambition. A person has to really, really want it. He's got to show Hashem that he means business. Do you really want to know your life mission? Do you really want to know it? Do we want to know it? Do I want to know what I'm here for? And you have to show Hashem that you're serious. Along the same lines, humility. A person has to realize that being part of a human being is not perfect. The Taryag mitzvahs, yes, they help us reach a level of shleimus, but again, if the soul comes down for a particular rectification, that means I'm flawed. Believe it or not, we're all flawed. And a person has to come to grips with, yeah, I'm not perfect. Only the Rabbanu Shalom is perfect, and I've got what to rectify. Tefillah. We need to go ahead and pour out our hearts to Hashem to show that we're serious. We have to go ahead and say, Hashem, okay, I'm ready. Reveal to me what I'm here for. Let me know. We have to have emunah that Hashem will go ahead and reveal it to us. We have to have emunah in ourselves that if we make the efforts, Hashem is going to go ahead and show us what we're here for. We also have to go ahead and take time out. This is one of the biggest yetzaharas out of all of them. We hear a lecture, and we get on to our daily lives and say, yeah, it was a nice shir. If anyone tells me that this was a nice drasha, I'll say I failed. If I get one person who says I'm going to go ahead and start working on myself and finding out my life mission, I'll say I was successful. Because the Yetzirah says in the Siva Shalom, says he doesn't care about us if we're working our avodas Hashem ba'ofin klali. He says the ikar nakuda, what we're here for, that's where the Yetzirah is going to go ahead and put up his fight. He's going to go ahead and say, I don't want you guys going ahead and fulfilling your life mission. Why? Because that's my ikar tafki. Where is he going to go ahead and put his efforts into? Refraining us, to disturbing us from going ahead and doing what we're here for. And therefore, it's going to be a nice drasha, and yes, and I get back to my lifestyle, and go ahead, and yeah, we get scar for every word of Torah we learn, and every mitzvah we do. But are we mitakin the ikar? So, there's a book called Belavavi Mishkan Evna. He says, before we start going ahead and working on our midas, what do? We learn up the midah. Don't start working. Once you discover what you're here for, what you're supposed to, don't work on it yet. Forget about it. Learn it up. Legamre. Learn it up completely, and not only learn up the midah, what you have to work on, but its opposite as well. So that we get an overview of what is this midah all about. Could take 2 months, it could take a year before you start working on a midah. To know it clearly. What is this thing manifesting within myself clearly from Chazal's point of view? Another way how we could go ahead and fulfill our mission, once we obviously know what it is a person has to go ahead, just like a businessman, who's a successful businessman, what does he do? He makes goals. He makes short-term goals, midterm goals and long-term goals. Once he knows what his meat is doing, let's say a person can't wake up five days out of 7 days. He doesn't make chakras. He realizes he's got to work on his laziness. So a short-term goal would be okay. On a weekly basis, as opposed to not going ahead and waking up 5 days late, 4 days. I'm going to go ahead in 4 days a week. I'm only going to wake up for it. 6 months down the line, I'm going to dwindle it down to only 2 times. A year from now, I'm not going to go ahead and miss chakras. That's just an example. Other ways of going ahead and fulfilling our life mission, obviously, is to learn the Musa on a regular basis, learn on that particular Mida, and if there's any halachas as well, to go ahead and learn whatever it is on a regular basis, so it's constantly on our mind. And the last but not least point is that we have to go ahead and realize if we want to mitaken and fulfill our life mission, it's got to be with Mesiris Nefesh. We have to realize that if this is what we're here for, I have to put in my kochos. I have to do it, give it my all to go ahead and realize that if this is what I'm here for, then I have to go ahead and really, really buckle down and make it serious daily, that this is what I'm here for. I have to put everything into it in order to be matzliach. Any questions?
Mentioned before
about
his name.
Oh.
What name
is
the actual name?
That's what the Maharal says. Maharal says a person's name is his essence. If it's his essence, that's what he is.
How do you discover something called Eliezer?
What does Eliezer mean? So somebody who's helpful. So you got it? You got it?
A play on the words.
Whatever the connotation, whatever the word means, that's your essence. That's your Shorash Neshama. That's what he says.
You mentioned before that the only if somebody takes your drosha to heart, then you have fulfilled your mission.
Say it again.
If somebody takes your drosha to heart and works on himself, but you will never know that if your drosha was successful or not. I'm serious, I'm not joking.
You're saying if somebody doesn't take my drosha.
Does take.
If somebody takes my drosha to heart,
yeah, but you
and
never
they.
Know.
I don't care. I'll be happy. Hashem knows. If somebody goes ahead and takes that drasha to heart and starts working on himself, I feel like I've succeeded. Will I ever know? No. If somebody wants to tell me that they're working on themselves, harizim mishubach. Yes?
We come here to make money, no?
Anybody else have any other questions? Thank you very much. How was it?
Very good. Yeah.